Welcome to Product Strategy Deep Dive. I'm Sarah Chen. Before we start, I need to share that this entire episode is AI-generated, including our voices, and it's brought to you by Flowmind, a fictional productivity app that supposedly helps you organize your thoughts through ambient soundscapes. Some details in today's discussion might not be perfectly accurate, so please verify anything important for your own work. Today, we're tackling a crucial tension in modern product development. How AI tools promise to accelerate building, but might actually make the notorious build trap worse. With me is Marcus Rodriguez, who's spent the last decade helping companies navigate product strategy pitfalls.
Thanks, Sarah. This tension is everywhere right now, and it's fascinating because AI represents both an incredible opportunity and a potential amplifier of existing problems.
Let's set the stage first. Marcus, can you remind listeners what we mean by the build trap?
The build trap is when organizations become obsessed with shipping features and building things rather than focusing on outcomes and value creation. It was popularized by Melissa Perry's work, though the concept existed long before.
And now we have AI tools that can generate code, create designs, write documentation, all at unprecedented speed. On the surface, that sounds amazing.
Exactly. The promise is compelling. Faster iteration, reduced development friction, more experimentation. But speed without direction can be dangerous.
So today we're comparing two approaches. First, what I'll call the AI acceleration approach, leveraging AI tools to build faster and iterate more rapidly. Second, the build trap avoidance approach, focusing on slower, more deliberate value discovery before building anything.
That's a useful framing, though I think we'll find these aren't mutually exclusive. The real question is how to get the benefits of AI speed while maintaining strategic discipline.
Right? For our evaluation criteria, I'm thinking we look at speed to market, quality of outcomes, resource efficiency, learning velocity, and long-term strategic alignment. Does that cover the key dimensions?
Add risk management to that list. Both approaches carry different types of risks that organizations need to understand.
Perfect. Let's also consider the contexts where each approach thrives: startup versus enterprise, known versus unknown markets, technical versus non-technical products.
And we should acknowledge the historical context. The build trap emerged from waterfall and feature factory thinking, while AI acceleration is responding to competitive pressure and technical possibility.
Exactly. Both approaches evolved to solve real problems, just different ones. Let's start our systematic review with the AI acceleration approach.
On speed to market, AI acceleration clearly wins. Teams report development cycles that are 30 to 70% faster when they effectively integrate AI tools into their workflow.
Can you give us a concrete example of what that looks like in practice?
A team I worked with recently used AI to generate initial API endpoints, basic front-end components, and test cases for a new feature. What used to take 2 weeks of initial development happened in 3 days.
That's dramatic. But what about the quality of what gets built so quickly?
This is where it gets interesting. The code quality is often surprisingly good, clean, well-documented, following best practices. But the feature quality, meaning does it solve the right problem, that's a different question entirely.
So AI helps you build the thing right, but doesn't necessarily help you build the right thing.
Exactly. And that's where the build trap risk emerges. When building becomes so easy and fast, there's less natural friction that forces teams to pause and validate their assumptions.
What about resource efficiency with AI acceleration?
In the short term, it's fantastic. Smaller teams can accomplish more. Development costs drop, and you can explore more ideas with the same budget.
But I sense there's a however coming.
However, if you're building the wrong things faster, you're also wasting resources faster. The efficiency gains in development can be completely offset by building features that don't drive business value.
That's a crucial point. What about learning velocity? Does building faster mean learning faster?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. When teams use AI acceleration to rapidly prototype and test multiple approaches, the learning velocity is incredible. You can explore solution spaces that would have been prohibitively expensive before.
Can you paint that picture for us?
Saw a team test 5 different onboarding flows in a month using AI-generated variations. They learned more about user preferences in that month than they had in the previous 6 months of traditional development.
But presumably that only works if you're measuring the right things.
Exactly. AI acceleration amplifies your ability to learn, but it doesn't tell you what to learn or how to interpret what you discover.
How does AI acceleration perform on long-term strategic alignment?
This is probably its biggest weakness. The ease of building creates an addictive feedback loop. Teams get dopamine hits from shipping features, but those features might be pulling the product in conflicting directions.
So the tool becomes the strategy in a sense.
Right. Instead of AI serving a coherent product strategy, the product strategy becomes, let's see what we can build quickly with AI.
What about risk management with this approach?
The risks are subtle but significant. Technical debt accumulates faster because you're building more. Market confusion increases because you're shipping more features. And there's an opportunity cost of not doing deeper customer research.
Let's systematically examine the build trap avoidance approach using the same criteria. How does it perform on speed to market?
Obviously slower in terms of feature delivery. This approach emphasizes discovery, validation, and strategic alignment before building anything. Initial market entry can take significantly longer.
But presumably the features that do get built are more likely to succeed.
That's the theory and generally the practice. Teams spend weeks or months understanding customer problems, validating demand, and ensuring strategic fit before writing code.
Give us an example of what that process looks like.
A team I advised spent 2 months doing customer interviews, analyzing user behavior data, and prototyping concepts before building a single feature. When they finally built it, it immediately became their most used capability.
So slower to ship, but higher hit rate.
Exactly. And importantly, they avoided building 3 other features that would have been resource sinks.
How does build trap avoidance perform on quality of outcomes?
This is where it really shines. Every feature that gets built has been validated against customer needs and business objectives. The outcomes are typically much stronger because there's intentionality behind every decision.
What about resource efficiency?
It's highly efficient in terms of not wasting resources on the wrong things. But it can be less efficient in the discovery phase. Lots of research and validation work that doesn't directly translate to shipping features.
So it's a different type of efficiency calculation.
Right. You're optimizing for not building the wrong thing rather than building anything quickly. The ROI calculation has to account for avoided waste, which is harder to measure.
What about learning velocity with this approach?
The learning is deeper but slower. Teams learn a lot about customer needs, market dynamics, and strategic positioning. But they learn less about technical solutions and implementation challenges until later.
Is that necessarily a problem?
Not always, but sometimes teams discover implementation challenges late in the process that fundamentally change the economics or feasibility of their solution.
How does build trap avoidance perform on long-term strategic alignment?
This is its greatest strength. Everything gets evaluated against strategic objectives before resources are committed. Products tend to have more coherent user experiences and clearer value propositions.
And risk management?
Much lower risk of building the wrong thing or confusing the market, but higher risk of moving too slowly and missing market opportunities or competitive windows.
Especially in fast-moving markets where timing matters more than perfection.
Exactly. And there's also the risk of overanalyzing and never shipping anything, which is its own form of waste.
Now let's do some direct comparisons. On speed to market, it seems like AI acceleration wins hands down.
In the short term, absolutely. But if we measure speed to meaningful market impact, rather than just speed to feature delivery, the comparison becomes more nuanced.
How so?
AI acceleration might get you to market in 2 months with a feature that takes 8 more months to gain traction. Build trap avoidance might take 4 months to ship, but achieve market fit immediately.
So we're comparing different definitions of speed.
Right. Speed to ship versus speed to value. And in competitive markets, speed to ship often matters more, even if the initial value is lower.
What about when we compare quality of outcomes directly?
Build trap avoidance generally produces higher quality outcomes per feature. But AI acceleration can produce enough features that some succeed through volume and iteration.
That's an interesting trade-off. Quality per feature versus quality through iteration.
Exactly. And the AI acceleration approach can adapt quickly when something doesn't work, while build trap avoidance has more sunk cost in each decision.
How do they compare on resource efficiency?
This depends heavily on your hit rate. If AI acceleration produces features with a 30% success rate, but each feature costs 50% less to build, the math might still work out better than build trap avoidance with an 80% hit rate.
But that assumes you can quickly kill the unsuccessful features.
Right, and that's often not realistic. Failed features create support burden, user confusion, and technical debt that persists even after you stop investing in them.
What about learning velocity comparison?
They learn different things at different rates. AI acceleration learns about technical possibilities and user behavior with live features. Build trap avoidance learns about customer needs and market dynamics before building.
Is one type of learning more valuable?
Depends on your context. If you're in a well-understood market, learning about technical possibilities might be more valuable. If you're creating a new category, understanding customer needs first is crucial.
How do they compare on long-term strategic alignment?
Build trap avoidance is clearly superior here. AI acceleration tends to create feature sprawl and strategic drift over time, even when individual features are successful.
Can you give us an example of what strategic drift looks like?
I've seen products start as simple productivity tools and morph into complex platforms because AI made it easy to add adjacent features. Users became confused about what the product actually did.
So success at the feature level created problems at the product level.
Exactly. Each feature made sense individually, but collectively, they diluted the product's value proposition and market position.
Now let's talk about contexts and trade-offs. When should teams prefer AI acceleration?
When speed to market is existential, competitive threats, market timing, or funding runway issues. Also, when you have strong product leadership that can maintain strategic discipline despite the ease of building.
What about market context?
AI acceleration works well in established markets where customer needs are understood, and you're competing on execution and innovation rather than market creation.
And when should teams prefer build trap avoidance?
When you're creating new markets, solving complex customer problems, or when you have limited resources and can't afford to build the wrong things.
Also when the cost of failure is high?
Definitely. In regulated industries, enterprise sales with long cycles, or when you're building critical infrastructure, the upfront investment in validation pays off significantly.
What about team maturity as a factor?
Less experienced product teams often benefit from build trap avoidance because it forces good habits around customer research and strategic thinking. AI acceleration can amplify inexperience in dangerous ways.
How so?
Junior teams might interpret the ease of building as validation that they should build. They haven't developed the discipline to question whether something should exist before making it exist.
Are there ways to combine these approaches?
Absolutely. The most sophisticated teams I work with use AI acceleration for rapid prototyping and validation, but maintain build trap avoidance discipline for strategic decisions and resource allocation.
Can you describe what that looks like in practice?
They'll spend significant time validating a customer problem and strategic opportunity, then use AI to rapidly explore multiple solution approaches before committing to one direction.
So AI serves validation rather than replacing it.
Exactly. And they have explicit gates where they pause to evaluate strategic alignment, even when momentum and AI capabilities are pushing them to keep building.
What about migrating between approaches? Can teams shift strategies?
Yes, and they often should as contexts change. Early stage startups might start with build trap avoidance to find product market fit, then shift to AI acceleration for competitive execution.
or the reverse?
Less common, but I've seen teams use AI acceleration to quickly explore a space, then shift to build trap avoidance when they identify the most promising areas for deeper investment.
What are the long-term implications of each approach for team culture?
AI acceleration cultures tend to be fast-moving and experimental, but can struggle with strategic patience. Build. Trap avoidance cultures are more methodical and customer-focused, but can become risk-averse.
Both create their own blind spots.
Right. The ideal is probably a culture that can operate in both modes depending on context, but that's really challenging to build and maintain.
Let's address some common misconceptions. What do people get wrong about AI acceleration?
The biggest misconception is that faster building automatically means faster learning or faster value creation. Speed of execution is only valuable if it's pointed in the right direction.
And what about build trap avoidance misconceptions?
People think it means endless research and analysis paralysis. Good build trap. Avoidance is actually about finding the minimum viable validation, not perfect certainty before building.
What subtle factor do people miss when choosing between these approaches?
The interaction between their technical architecture and strategic flexibility. AI acceleration can create technical debt that locks you into certain strategic directions, while build trap avoidance sometimes over-engineers for flexibility you don't need.
So the technical decisions aren't neutral, they have strategic implications.
Exactly. And teams often make those decisions based on immediate efficiency rather than long-term strategic optionality.
Another misconception?
That these approaches are primarily about individual features. They're really about portfolio management and resource allocation across your entire product development effort.
What looks important but actually isn't when making this choice?
The specific AI tools or methodologies matter less than the organizational discipline and decision-making frameworks you have in place.
So it's more about process and culture than technology.
Right. I've seen teams succeed with both approaches using very different tools and fail with both approaches despite having the latest technology.
Let's wrap up with practical guidance. How should a listener decide which approach to prioritize?
Start by honestly assessing three things: your market context, your team's product discipline, and your strategic certainty about what you're building.
Can you give us a decision framework?
If you're in a fast-moving competitive market with experienced product leadership, lean toward AI acceleration. If you're creating new markets or have limited resources, lean toward build trap avoidance.
And the hybrid approach?
Use build trap avoidance thinking for strategic decisions. What problems to solve and why? Use AI acceleration for tactical execution, how to solve them quickly, and learn from real usage.
Any final thoughts on maximizing AI value while avoiding the build trap?
Remember that AI is ultimately a tool for amplification. If you amplify good product thinking, you'll get great results. If you amplify feature factory thinking, you'll just build the wrong things faster.
Perfect. Thanks, Marcus, for helping us think through this crucial balance. The key insight is that speed and strategy aren't opposites. They're different capabilities that need to be deployed thoughtfully based on your context.